Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer is in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations, from warehouses to omnichannel, to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' Fulfillment Execution System is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2022. We are back in person, and this is the first interview of the week. I am joined by John Winter of Concentric. John is the Chief Operating Officer over there, and you may remember Concentric. We've had them on the show previously with Ryan Lynch talking about their material handling power offerings and how they provide those to our industry. So, John, welcome to the booth. Welcome to the show. You're actually my first in-person interview since MODEX 2020, actually.
Wow.
So, congratulations on that. I guess it's maybe
special.
An honor, right?
It's special.
So, how are you doing and how are you feeling to be back?
As I said earlier, it is just, you take these shows for granted. You take
right.
The in-person interaction for granted. And it quickly reminds you when you're back and you feel the energy and excitement around the industry and just being with one another. So I'm doing great, excited about the week and excited to just spend time with, you know, various people in our industry.
Definitely. Well, happy that we could be your first stop this
That's
week.
Right.
Thank you for that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Concentric, what it is you guys do, and what who do you serve in the industry?
Yep. So first I want to just compliment you on the fact that you have this podcast.
Okay.
And it's talking about things that really need to be talked about in our industry. There's there's still a lot of innovation, and you know, the whole warehouse manufacturing, the whole supply chain piece needs a lot of attention, and I just compliment you on really your investment of your time and energy to bring this to really the mass public.
All right, I appreciate that, and I'll take it. It's
a great way
to start off the show.
So, yeah, Concentric, I'll just say this, a quick history lesson.
Sure.
Concentric is only been in existence for 5.5 years. However, the foundation of Concentric is a number of independent battery distributors across the nation that had been in business 20, 30, 40 years.
Right.
And that group of distributors came together to form Concentric, and we're still on the path of going through additional mergers, additional acquisitions where they join our organization. Right now we're approximately 800 people in most major markets across the nation. And, you know, as I get into it a little bit more, you know, we try to bring in a unique perspective to solving customer problems, and we see for today and what they will be, we think, for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And certainly focused on the motive power space, helping guys with forklifts and moving product through the, you know, through various warehouses and manufacturing. So.
Gotcha. All right. So very cool. And obviously, you know, in the material handling world, power is a thing. We need power. We're moving stuff around, right? So we need that power to get it going. And it's certainly been, you know, a hot topic. I will say, actually, some of the most listened to episodes on the podcast actually have to do around batteries for forklifts and things like that nature. So, why do you think it's such a hot topic, and why do you think it's such an important thing right now to be discussing and bringing to the attention of those who are managing facilities and fleets?
Yeah. What I've seen, and of course I've been in this industry for 30 years, there was a lot of innovation for the last 20 years in the lift truck space.
Okay.
And lift trucks have moved, you know, leap years from a technology development in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's what we saw in the lift truck space is now even accelerated in the power space. So for, you know, 100 plus years, we've been powering lift trucks and powering lots of things with lead acid.
Right.
Batteries. Now we've got the emergence of different chemistries, different ways, thin plate pure lead, those kind of things. And I think what you see is a hunger for the customer to learn and understand.
Right.
And so they want to understand, okay, am I making the right decision today? And where am I going to be tomorrow? And all that's kind of really sitting under the whole national conversation around energy management and what will become energy storage for really the nation and the globe, and then, you know, and then the overall focus on sustainability. So I just think that has created a lot of interest in power, and we're really excited about being in this space. We think we want to be part of that innovation, and we want to be part of, you know, helping solve problems and bring really new innovative ways to manage power. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a good spot to be in because, like you said, there's a lot of change going around, especially, you know, we look at just even our personal lives. You know, we're looking at what can I do about getting rid of gasoline, right? Because
right.
it costs so much money right now. But and by the way, driving down from New Jersey, South Carolina was the cheapest, I would say, actually. So just a tip if you're heading back. You know, addressing these issues and helping customers understand, you know, the different chemistries you mentioned, all these different things. I mean, obviously, you know, we're working in warehouses and stuff like that. We're not chemistry majors here, right? So,
that's right.
So how do you guys, as Concentric, how do you help these customers kind of tackle the challenges and have a better understanding of what the right fit for their operation is?
So, I'll say this. Being the largest independent distributor nationwide, and we're continuing to grow for both organically and through acquisitions. That is our specialty. That's our wheelhouse.
Right.
And, you know, certainly we partner with some of the largest, most innovative manufacturers in the country, like Intersys.
Mm-hmm.
But we are always got our eye on emerging chemistries and technologies, and we want to bring the right, you know, solution to our customer.
Yeah.
Many people want to talk about batteries, but you also have the, you know, the emergence of hydrogen and what hydrogen is going to mean to power, you know, electric vehicles. So, you know, we have a team there that's fully engaged in learning all those chemistries and technologies and how they apply so that when the customer comes to and says, okay, how am I going to solve this power problem? We try to partner with them, and we can get as deep as they want to get into the specifics of the chemistry or why you need to go. You know, lithium is a big the rage right now.
Yeah,
we can go as deep as they want. But the first thing we do is we spend time. We don't just do a power study. We do what we, you know, term as an assessment, where we study the entire operation, productivity metrics, the behavior of the operators, the layout of the warehouse, and then we layer in the power study, and then we build a system that they can then and deploy in their warehouse. Ultimately, what we're after, and we've got a program that it's kind of labels it called guaranteed power, but ultimately what we're trying to do is create where the customer no longer thinks about power. Just like if you were to go in your house, you flip the switch on, the light comes on, you hit the key in your car, the car takes off, you know, right? There's no reason that you shouldn't have the same expectation of power.
Yeah.
And so after we do all that assessment, we deploy it, and we manage it, and have a managed power experience for the entire life of the customer, entire life of the system.
Yeah.
The idea is a customer to have really a zero downtime experience. And that's how we partner and solve it. And it may be come through one chemistry, or it may come through a multitude of chemistries, depending on what's the best for the application, most cost-effective for the customer.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point there at the end, because, you know, you may be thinking like, oh, I'm going to switch my whole fleet to lithium, but in some cases, maybe you only need to do a partial fleet or have different chemistries mixed in as well, like you just mentioned. And so it's interesting, you know, you're talking about making it so that the customer doesn't really have to worry about it, which I think is a huge thing these days, especially with the speed at which we're operating. Fulfillment centers are just, you know, exploding, you know, increasing headcount, all these different things. So we want to worry about the operations, right?
That's
we don't
want
to worry about our forklift battery. Why do we want to worry about it? That's not why we're coming to work, right? So it's good that you're pushing to get that as the industry, and for your customers to be able to, like you said, just walk in and power works, right? It's just like you said, they walk into the house and the power turns on. That's what you want. You want it to be available. You want it to work. So I think it's a great offering that you guys are having out there for the customer, and being able to bring that to them. So it's that ease of use, because we want to worry about, you know, getting the orders out the door. We don't want to worry about things breaking down, or why is this power not giving me the power that I need?
That's right.
Yeah. Or why is it not the right power load for that? So very good thing that you're doing there. And you know, one thing I think too as well, when we talk about the ease for the customers and certainly some struggles that they're having now, we look at things like forklift manufacturers and getting different types of products. A lot of the stuff that we see here at Modex, you know, lead times are insane. I mean, I know personally for my, you know, my other life, you know, I was just trying to get some forklifts, and the lead time was 70 to 80 weeks. 70 to 80 weeks. Right. It's insane, right? So, and part of the reason was the battery holdups as well. So how are you guys helping to alleviate some of those lead time struggles and helping customers to get equipment to themselves quicker so that they can utilize it and be more effective?
Yeah. So I'll say this. Today, it's kind of thing that's going to give us a little snippet into what the future will hold.
Right.
As you know, with a lead acid battery, it's only got so much life in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's only got so many cycles. And yeah, you can rebuild it, but the capacity, unless you completely rebuild it, it doesn't come all the way back. Right.
Right.
So there are options with that to carry them through, but then there are options also to really to go ahead and replace the power, and replace the power with something that will last the life of the next chassis.
Okay.
Carry over from the end of the first chassis and then carry to the second chassis, and build a program that'll do so and you know, help the customer. I do want to come back to the point where we're talking about with chemistry and technologies.
Sure.
You know, lithium is all the craze, and we have deployed lots of lithium systems across the nation and have for the last couple of years. They're not just you plug them in and you off you go, right?
Yeah.
Typically, every installation requires some kind of a work and effort. But lithium is not the end, because if you consider the amount of energy and time and focus on batteries and energy storage, there'll be other chemistries come down the line, and it's our job, we see, to serve the customer base, to bring all those emerging chemistries and technologies and take risk out of them, right? Because we need to be taking the risk out of, because, you know, you don't want to be the first guy on the block because, you know, may have a problem.
Right.
But, and so if you have an overlap with power replacement versus the overlap of the lift truck replacement, you need to have all those things at on the table when you make that decision, right? And that's certainly our role to do so, and help educate the customer to make the right decision. So, Anyway, hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's a good point because you want to cover all the different bases. Like you said, you know, it's not always as simple as just kind of just bringing the battery in. Maybe there's some infrastructure change or something along those lines. So it's good that you guys are able to kind of bring all those different things together and I think give the customer a clear picture. Because I think, you know, a lot of times you see, and I've experienced this sometimes where, you know, it's a company is offering you some type of solution, but they're not necessarily being as clear or giving that visibility into, you know, what does that fully entail? And right. Then all of a sudden, you're like, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. You start to go, and then they're like, oh yeah, well now we got to do this and this and this, and you're kind of like, like what? And then you tell your boss, and your boss is like, you didn't tell me about that. And I'm like, right. Well, they didn't tell me about that. So when you get the full picture up front, I mean, I think it's a great thing. So the fact that you guys are able to bring all these different things together and give a full plan for the customer, I think is certainly a key and a great thing that you guys are doing at Concentric. So,
One more point.
Sure.
Yeah. So if we do our job right, mm-hmm. the customer forgets about us. Yeah. You know, what I don't want to be is just like one of my teenage girls. When they get an iPhone, the first thing they want is a brand new one because the battery stops working in a year and a half, right?
Right, yeah.
So we don't want to have that experience. We want that to last the full term of whatever it is that we've laid out, mm-hmm. and the customer just forgets about us.
Yeah.
They turn the light switch on, and off they go to work. You know?
Absolutely, and I think that's the key is the ease of use and less headaches, certainly for our operations managers. All right, so John, I want to thank you so much for coming by the booth today. First one for this week at MODEX 2022. So if people want to find out more information about Concentric, how can they do that?
Yeah, just go to our website, concentricusa.com.
All right, great. We'll put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So John, thank you once again for coming by the booth today.
Enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.